one builds the wall. Abash, Article 11. What are the forces required in the work? Excerpt 7. When a person wants to approach Kedusha, holiness, meaning to do everything for the sake of heaven, this is regarded as the quality of the Chashmonaim, whose role was to bring out Kedusha from the governance of the Klipot, the shells, which are called the Greeks. Precisely when a person wants to draw near the Kedusha, which is done through faith above reason, then the views of the Greeks appear in the person. This is the Klipa against faith. At that time, we see that before he began the work of bestowal, the Greeks were not revealed in the person. And he thought that he had sufficient faith in the Creator and had the strength to observe the Torah and commandments. And all that he needed was to do more Torah and commandments. But when one wants to be a Chashmonai, meaning that only Kedusha will govern the world, the Greeks, then, which is the klipa, opposite faith, appear more vigorously every time, and want specifically to break the walls of my tower. Faith is the wall, and all the greatness depends on the measure of faith that a person has in the Creator. As it is written in the Zohar, about the verse, her husband is known at the gates, that each one, according to what he assumes in his heart, that is, each person has a different measure of faith in the Creator. As it is written in the introduction to the study of the Tzfirot, now we can understand, when the walls of my towers were breached, meaning that they saw they had no faith, that they could not go above reason. It is precisely when they wanted to come into the work, that is all to bestow upon the Creator, this is when the Greeks gathered around me, and the thoughts of the Greeks began to come, which let us go only where the intellect asserts that it was worth doing. But that which is against the intellect, they insist on resisting and do not let one move one bit. This is when the labor begins. That is precisely when we begin to walk in the work of bestowal. Only then do we see that a person cannot do anything against his nature, which is the will to receive for oneself.
Excerpt number 8, Rabash, letter 43. Faith is specifically above reason, and the domination of the Sidra Achra is specifically with the reason of the outer mind. Thus, it has no connection or contact with a person. The klipa of Greece was for the people of Israel to conduct themselves specifically through the external intellect, which is the damned philosophy. This contradicts faith, which is called a wall. To the extent that they succeeded in admitting philosophy into Israel, to that extent, it is regarded that they have breached the wall. This is the meaning of broken the walls of my towers, namely, the wall around the tower, full of good abundance, by which we are rewarded with the open providence, that the Creator leads the world benevolently. Through the above mentioned breach, they have defiled all the oils, meaning that they were denied all the vitality and clarity that were granted through faith, for tum'ah, impurity, comes from timtum, dumbness, and situm, blocking. Finally, a miracle happened and the Creator helped
carry out their react.
Excerpt number 9, Rabash, article 11. What placing the Hanukkah candle on the left means in the work. A miracle implies something that a person cannot obtain. That is, it is impossible for one to obtain it unless through a miracle from above. Only in this way is it called a miracle. For this reason, when a person comes to a state where he already has recognition of evil, that it is impossible for him to emerge from the dominion of the nations of the world in him, that Israel in him is in exile under them, and he sees no way that he can emerge from their power, when the Creator helps them and brings them out from the authority of the nations of the world and turns it around so that the people of Israel govern them, this is called a miracle. Again, a miracle implies something that a person cannot obtain. That is, it is impossible for one to obtain it unless through a miracle from above. Only in this way is it called a miracle. For this reason, when a person comes to a state where he already has recognition of evil, that it is impossible for him to emerge from the dominion of the nations of the world in him, that Israel in him is in exile under them, and he sees no way that he can emerge from their power, when the Creator helps them and brings them out from the authority of the nations of the world and turns it around so that the people of Israel governs them, this is called a miracle.
To reach a common demand,
excerpt number 10, what are the powers that we need in the work? When the Creator made a miracle for them, then everyone, meaning he helped them, everyone saw that all the work they did was for nothing, meaning all the work was in vain, since they could not conquer them. As it is written, you delivered mighty in the hands of the weak, and many in the hands of the few. That is, naturally, there was no way for them to win, because they were weak and few were there. Thus, they saw within reason that the Creator helped them. And this comes to teach us that when the Creator helps, it cannot be said that He can help specifically a mighty man and cannot help a weak person. Now we can see what great forces and good qualities must be in a person, so the Creator will help him approach Him. In the work, we should interpret, you delivered mighty in the hands of the weak, meaning the strong thoughts and the strong desires of the Greeks in a person, in the hands of the Israel in a person, who are weak in thoughts and are not skillful. They do not have the strong desire and the ability to overcome the desires of the nations of the world in a person, and yet, you delivered these mighty ones in the hands of the weak. This is called a miracle, because it is not natural that a person will be able to overcome them. We'll read this again. When the Creator made them a miracle, meaning when He helped them, everyone saw that all the work they did was nothing for them, meaning all the work was in vain, since they could not conquer them. As it is written, you delivered mighty in the hands of the weak, and many in the hands of the few. That is, naturally, there was no way for them to win because they were weak and few were there. Thus, they saw within reason that the Creator helped them. And this comes to teach us that when the Creator helps, it cannot be said that He can help specifically a mighty man and cannot help a weak person. Now we can see what great forces and good qualities must be in the person, so the Creator will help him approach Him. In the work, we should interpret, "You delivered mighty in the hands of the weak," meaning the strong thoughts and the strong desires of the Greeks in a person, in the hands of the Israel in a person, who are weak in thoughts and are not skillful. They do not have the strong desire and the ability to overcome the desires of the nations of the world in a person. And yet, You delivered these mighty ones in the hands of the weak. This is called a miracle because it is not natural that a person will be able to overcome them.